This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, 7 after the hour, Monday. My voice is getting better. My body is fine. My mind is questionable. And my spirit is willing. You know the old expression? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak or something like that. Probably an old expression.
It's on Monday. That's tough.
Monday morning on the air, going through some of the emotional turmoil of putting together. My children are here from California, been here all weekend, staying until tomorrow to pack up the house basically for the transition. People call it a move. It's a transition for me to another farmhouse that's very close by, but just it's a difference. I'm getting out of this and have found so many things. It's been a cathartic experience, but still the emotion that's tied to all of this, whether you believe in the mind, spirit, body connection or not, I'm here to tell you, is the direct link. And so as it's been wearing on me, it's sort of worn on my body a little bit, and I picked up what a lot of people have. Man, this is what Dr. Ken said in the program over the weekend that we do, Good Day Health. A lot of people have gotten late-season flus, bugs floating around, a lot of serious stuff that people have. My immune system, thank heavens, is very strong.
I've been blessed. Strep's going around and some bad colds.
The throats and that sort of thing are impacted by this. All right, let's get to some of the ways that your money is being well-used. Your tax dollars at work. There are three different investigations going on here. I thought maybe you'd like to know about them. The Air Marshal Program. Remember how this was touted after September 11th? It's going to save the day.
Have you flown with Air Marshal, Zeggy?
I have not known that I've flown with
how do you
Air
know?
Marshal. One Air Marshal a week, according to the records the government has. One Air Marshal a week deals with a disruptive passenger. Taxpayers last year shelled out $800 million. Is it worth it is the question.
Wow.
888-302-3684. Investigation. Air Marshals have acted 164 times in flights the last 4 years. 164 times in total in the last 4 years.
It's not a bad job. Get to travel around.
54 times a year.
Yeah.
One time a week, basically. Congress slamming the program. The TSA spending $800 million on it. Congress says wasteful and unnecessary.
That's ridiculous.
Members of the House Oversight Committee call for its elimination. The marshals were introduced by President Kennedy on high-risk flights, and after September 11th, they were being used in 4,000 flights a day. 4,000 flights a day. Not a good use of taxpayer dollars, I would think, anyway. All right, so here's the next example.
Can I throw out just an idea for air marshals?
Yeah.
Doing it for free?
Yeah, take a ride.
Why not let law enforcement fly for free?
Mm-hmm. Give them a free ride.
Yeah. Anybody that can prove that they are law enforcement, be it local, federal, whatever it is, you fly for free wherever you go.
There you go. Is that a solution? The federal government paid $709,000 to an academic who studied glaciers and concluded that they are deeply sexist, merging feminine post-colonial science studies and feminist political ecology, the feminist glaciology framework, generating robust analysis of gender power and the dynamic between the climate of the United States, or the climate of the world, and what's going on in sexual relationships I think it's important that we study the impact that the climate is having on our sexual relationships. Aren't you? $709,000 in grants, according to the curriculum. National Science Foundation spent $709,000 to have this studied.
Can guarantee you if global warming's true, we're not cuddling as much.
Is that what it is?
Too hot to cuddle.
Ah. Okay. Cirrospheric changes. I don't even know what that is.
It's when your toilet spins the other way.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. What's that got to do with whether you're in love or not, though? I don't understand
well,
that.
Well, if your toilet gets backed up, that's not very romantic,
no.
is it?
Okay, so this study has shocked the academic world, apparently. Several initially believed the study was the work of satire. Couldn't believe the government would spend $709,000. They thought it was a joke until they went to Cornell University. Dr. Phil Mason took to Twitter.
Phil?
Yep. This is a really very... I go on with this. You get the point, right? Now, here's something else where your tax dollars are being spent. And I'm not sure how some of you will come down on this. The Justice Department today will be sending a letter to the chief judges and court administrators in all 50 of our United States. The letter is from Vanita Gupta, who is in charge of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department, and Lisa Foster, director of the Office for Access. They say that illegal enforcement of fines and fees by local police is getting increased attention because the rights of citizens are being confronted, is the word that they used. The fact that the system works against people who are poor, it increases cycles of poverty, and is impossible to escape. That's what the letter says. Furthermore, in addition to being unlawful, to the extent that these practices are geared and are addressing public safety, supposedly, they are not evenly, I'm trying to paraphrase this, they are not evenly or impartially applied. I think that's true, frankly. I think that a lot of poor people are victimized. I'm not on the socialist, although that fellow was happy to tell me I was a socialist. The fellow responded on Facebook to what I said about Bloomberg. At any rate, the letter begins with a phrase, "Dear colleague," doesn't threaten any specific enforcement. It just is supposedly an informative letter suggesting that you ought to look at how you are collecting fines and fees from members of the community. We believe the Constitution needs to be upheld in every court and every place in our country. And we find that there are, and I have no reason to, I think that this is a proper advocacy because I think the law is improperly applied to people. So I'm not sure this is about them and the money that we're spending for them, but I do think that there are a lot of fines and fees that are confiscatory. You've heard me talk about my own experience. I'm not a poor person, but I'm tired of seeing these fines and fees that are not only on the highways. You know, you see what happens on the highways. Or police officers, not really police officers at all. They're revenue enhancement agents. They stand out there with a radar gun. If you're going over the speed limit, they pull you over and give you a $100 fine. That's not police work. That's just out. They're there to collect money. That's all it is. And the same thing is true.
You're
oftentimes,
you're safe, Mr.
Oh, Kevin. Baloney! Here's the city of Santa Monica that goes. I remember, was it last week or the week before? I don't think I said this on the air. My car, I was parked in a 1-hour parking zone, and I put in the appropriate amount of money to pay. I think it was $2 for the hour, something like that. Nothing. It was nothing unusual. But I was walking out of the place where I had done business, and the hour was up. And before I get to my car, one of these Santa Monica police characters, I edited my comment, pulled up in his little three-wheeled vehicle with his yellow light flashing and wrote me a ticket for $84. As I walked out and went to the car, I looked at this woman. I said, "What are you doing? Well, you violated our code. What code? Well, enforcement code says right on the sign, City Ordinance 73-42-15, that if you exceed the amount of time that you paid for, you'll be fined. So it's like they're just sitting there with nothing better to do than to grab you. The city of Santa Monica last year collected $380 million. No, it wasn't 300. It was $38 million. But still is bad. $38 million in traffic fines.
Did you see the sign, though?
Did I see the sign?
Yeah. Did you know when you were rushing out that you had gone over?
No, actually, I was watching my watch. I thought I was on time, Jennifer. Actually,
right.
I thought I was on time. I gave myself an hour, but I was 30 seconds off.
Like, can I help you out? Can I please help a brother out?
Yeah, help me out, Rich.
Get Park Mobile, the app.
Really? What's that do?
And if you're sitting in the restaurant and your time runs out, you get an alert on your phone, and you can add minutes.
Sitting right there.
You don't need to run out to the car. Oh. It's probably one of the most helpful apps I've ever downloaded. It's called Park Mobile, and on the side of the meter where you park, you will see the Park Mobile zone number where you are, and you just add your car, your credit card, and then anytime you go park, you put the zone number on, and then boom.
Have you used this successfully?
Yes, many times.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great app.
Do you think they have it everywhere? Would they have it in Los Angeles?
Yeah,
because that's where the problem is for me, anyway.
Absolutely, they'd have it in Santa Monica.
All right. What do they call it?
Park name? Mobile.
Park Mobile.
Yeah,
so you go to parkmobile.com?
It's a parking meter app.
It's an app.
Yeah. An app.
You go to your app store and download it, and you just put a credit card in there.
Jennifer.
I'm telling everybody.
When I see you on Wednesday.
When you see me on Wednesday.
This is more for everybody else than it is for you, Doug.
All right, thank you, Rich. 19 after on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
21. One after the hour. Good day.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
English supergroup, say it again, Doug. English supergroup Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. One of the key figures of this band from the 70s. Would we call this progressive rock, Richie? I think we might.
Oh, it definitely was. They basically were one of the originators of the whole synth movement, synthesizers.
Yeah. Right.
And they pretty much controlled the 70s with it.
Keith Emerson was the keyboardist. He was found dead in his home in Santa Monica, 71.
According to the put a bullet in your brain.
Santa Monica Police Department said he inflicted a gunshot wound on himself. So obviously not happy with where his life was. Kind of a sad reality. Don Henley talking over the weekend about the future of the Eagles.
Or
apparently there isn't any. According to him, interviewed on the BBC, he said, the Eagles are over. Wasn't there some thought that Jackson Brown would fill
after
in?
They did their thing on the Grammys where Jackson Brown sat in when they did, not Take It Easy, was a Heartache?
Heartache Tonight, was it?
And some people thought, well, you know what, maybe Jackson Brown could be the new Glenn Frey, and that would be acceptable as an Eagles fan. But Don Henley said over the weekend on the BBC, that was the final farewell. But he says, ready? Yeah. I don't think you'll see us performing again.
I don't think.
That means unless the money's really
That's
good.
That's right. Sure, shake that tree. All right, also in the world of music today, our video of the day at DougStephan.com is from Steffi, the mother of a three-year-old girl named Millie. The video features Millie sitting in her car seat, back of the car, singing Bohemian Rhapsody. It's a three-year-old girl. We've got the audio here, but it's really cute. You should check out the video itself at DougStephan.com. And here's the audio.
Carry on, it doesn't really matter. Anyone can see.
Nothing really matters.
No. Nothing really matters. Me. Wow. Mama. No!
Can't I sing with you?
No.
Why? Mama!
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Queen and especially Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
My kids
Everybody
love
loves yeah.
Queen.
It's fun.
Yeah. We put it on in the car and they love just to sing along to it.
Yeah, very cute. It's cool and it's cute. Nicely done. All right, let's get some, whether we're getting our selfies on or not here, Jen Jen. Who needs a selfie with their favorite celebrity when you can have their signature? Big stars like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Blake Shelton, Sarah Jessica Parker, say it again, Doug,
Sarah Jessica,
and Russell Wilson are lending their names to help premium chocolatier, I love this, don't you love that name, chocolatier lint, make a big difference this Easter, all for a good cause. Here's the story behind the story, listen to this.
Many of your favorite celebrities are stepping off the red carpet and signing on to be part of the 7th Lint Gold Bunny Celebrity Auction by donating their signatures, benefiting Autism Speaks. Actress and mom, Soleil Moonfry.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children and countless families. As a mom, I'm inspired to make a difference this year. That's why I'm honored to launch this year's Lint Gold Bunny Celebrity Auction, helping Lint raise funds and awareness for autism.
Autographed porcelain versions of the iconic Lint Gold Bunny from 50 celebrities will be available for bidding, with 100% of proceeds going to Autism Speaks.
Easter is a special time to spend with your family, making your favorite Easter crafts and the perfect time to give back. Head to lintgoldbunnyauction.com now through March 20th to bid on a celebrity-signed porcelain figure, including mine, and support an important cause this Easter season.
Lint is also contributing 10 cents to Autism Speaks for every Lint Gold Bunny purchased through Easter at retailers nationwide, up to $100,000. For more on the auction, visit lintgoldbunnyauction.com. That's Lifestyles from Lint.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, listen to that 3-year-old singing. Reminded me of something I saw over the weekend. Psychologists say that most of our personality, and by extension our future health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, continuing the overview of what's going on in the world of voting. All roads lead to Ohio. Tomorrow may be the last stand for the Republican establishment and the end of what they call Marco Momentum, or Marco Mentum, I guess is
Marco Mentum.
Marco Mentum.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Although he did win in D.C.
Yeah.
Again, which I think actually if I were Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, who by the way got trounced, I mean they got hammered in D.C. Maybe three people voted for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If I were Rubio and Kasich, if I were Cruz and Trump, I'd use it as a campaign ad, right? D.C.
Well, let me tell you about
D.C. Doesn't like us.
Yeah, let me tell you about GOP D.C. Constituents. There might be 10. Pretty much when the race for mayor in D.C. happens, it's the Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Republican, the GOP, they don't even, if there's 3% of people in D.C. to vote for the GOP candidate and the Republican candidate in the mayor's race, that's it.
Oof. Talk about racism, reverse racism, or whatever it is. So I read this headline the wrong way. Rhinos could be extinct in 10 years. I thought he was referring to me, Republicans in name only, because rhinos that have been middle of the roaders have been pretty much shunned by the Republican Party. But no, this refers to African rhinos, which I hope I'm going to see on my safari to Africa in June. They may be extinct in 10 years, according to experts, because of the way poaching is going on and the way these rhinos are being murdered. Yeah, I think I posted on my Facebook page, didn't I, last month, the picture of a rhino, somebody attacked a rhino and just cut his horn right off his nose.
And then they post a picture on Facebook. And
yeah, right.
Sad.
Yeah, 6,000 white rhinos are left. That's it. So All right, so maybe both of us will be extinct. Rhinos in name only. I mean, Republicans in name
only. Those are on their way out.
They're on their way out as well. Let's see here. There are all kinds of things, depending on your point of view. There are all these people that are posting various things. This could be the most depressing election in the history of our country and yada, yada, yada. Why is that? Because the party can't control what the voters are doing? Is that why it's going to be very depressing? I don't see any other reason. Or they're trying to instill fear in everybody. Oh, the country will come to ruination and wreck and rot. Fear has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. I choose face everything and rise. What about you, Jennifer?
Face everything and rise. Dougie, like some bread.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
Did you know Rich got a bread maker?
No.
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing with it? He's making bread.
I'm making bread.
He's rising.
With non-GMO flour, Doug.
Non-GMO flour. Good for you, Richie.
And local honey from my neighborhood.
Excellent. So tell us what you made. What kind of, did you make a particular type of bread?
I made a white bread and a wheat bread over the weekend.
I'm not surprised you did white bread. I'd say you'd be pretty good at what you're making.
Yeah. I started out with the easy stuff, but they have pesto breads and cinnamon raisin breads and beer breads. So I'm going to try it all. I just figured I'd try it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
More food news here. Facebook message, Doug Steffen has two ways of, well, it's actually three or four ways of reaching us on social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. Karen writes, just this, I just read this and was wondering if you could confirm. Let's see. This is from Linda Mercer Kuhn, another poster on Facebook. Quote, a client told me yesterday she heard Halo cuties, which are a mandarin orange, are grown with toxic wastewater from oil refineries in California.
Oh.
I did my research last night. Seems to be true. Company that owns Halo and also owns Palm, one of the biggest pistachio growers in the nation, uses wastewater from Chevron oil to water their crops. This is a new growing practice in California because of the drought. So, yes, I'm throwing my little halos away. I'll do my part to try to help people become aware. It's so sad that we don't have better mandatory consumer awareness. Well, you see, this is all about, this is part of the dark act. This is what, I don't know if this is true or not. I have a hard time believing, especially in the state of California. If it were going on someplace like Mississippi or Tennessee, I might not,
there's so many environmental watchdogs around
here. But there are so many, exactly. There's too much environment. Yeah. And they could take the wastewater. I mean, in my area here in Massachusetts, wastewater is now being used for drinking water. They are purifying it, and this was the proposal to be used in California as well. Take wastewater, clean it out. We have wastewater treatment plants all over the place. And for years, they've been using the wastewater to do all kinds of things. The watering of plants. There are a couple of places close to me that are huge plant growers, and they use water that comes from these sources, nearby facilities that have treated the water, and they use it for growing plants and vegetables. I think sometimes this is misunderstood because there are times when this water or the sludge that comes from it or some of the material that comes from it. A couple of years ago, I remember the federal government found out that water that had human feces or human waste in it was being used to treat spinach and lettuce in California to get it to grow faster, which is what caused one of those E. coli outbreaks, because the lettuce wasn't properly washed before it was shipped. You don't put that stuff on after the flowering is done. After the fruit or vegetable or whatever it is grows out of the ground, you don't put that stuff on. You put it on before. Actually, you till this story. The best way to handle this is to, the way I can tell the story, is to understand that this stuff is applied just as manure is to fields, and you plow it in. and then the results of it are certainly helpful in getting the plants, whatever it is, whether it's grass or whether it's corn or whether it's any kind of food stuff, the growing of it is enhanced because what comes out of our bodies is the same as comes out of the animals' bodies. All kinds of things that come out in our waste that's good for the soil. After all, we are from the soil, of the soil, going back to the soil. That's what grows the food is in the soil. So what we produce or eliminate is good for the soil, but it's not good for putting it on the food as it's growing. Not smart. So anyway, I give you that. Also, the DARC Act. We've been talking about this for the past month or so. This is the way to keep you from understanding what is in your food, the GMO foods. There's enough pressure that has been applied to this. You'll all be happy to hear this, I suppose, to a point, that there's already a compromise in the works because the Senate doesn't think they're going to be able to get enough votes to pass it. So you're calling 202-224-3121 or going online to senate.gov has made a difference. Senator Roberts from Kansas is the chairman of the Ag Committee in the Senate. He was trying to sort of push this through. It came out of the committee, which he controls, with a favorable report. What it does is prohibit any state from labeling GMOs and make federal labeling voluntary. So what they're suggesting is that now what this bill is likely to include is a proposal for codes that are going to be on the boxes or packages that you can scan. So, Richie, what you'll have to have is your smartphone with you. You'll have to have your smartphone with you and put the code into an app. The app,
you just scan it.
You'll scan the code, and it will tell you whether the food has any genetically engineering done to it or not. But
you want
to
know a hint if you don't have your if you don't have your smartphone. You know how when you buy like an apple or any kind of produce, and there's that
little
sticker?
Tag. Yeah, a little sticker on it. Yeah.
So the number on there traditionally starts with either a 4 or a 9. If it doesn't, I don't think you want to eat it at all.
No.
And now I'm going to try to remember: is it the 4 or the 9 that you want? I believe it's the 9.
We had this. Yeah, organic. We told people before. Yeah, I think it's right. Yep. But that's the way you either look at that. It'll give you some safe information. Why don't we check that? We'll pause for a minute here, and then when we come back, Jen Jen, we'll give people the right story. Because it's one of those two numbers. I know you're right. But it still doesn't. The DARC Act is still there. It's not going to go as far because they have to compromise. But you'd have to have an app in order for this to work.
I've got it for you right now if you want to know.
Yeah, please.
It's called the PLU number.
Yeah.
And there are only 4 numbers, and it shows you where the produce was grown and what kind of pesticides was used. The last 4 letters of the PLU code are simply what kind of fruit or vegetable. So bananas are always going to be like 11. Mm-hmm. If there are 5 numbers in the PLU code and the number starts with 9, it tells you that the produce was grown organically. So if it starts with 9, that's the one that you want. Mm-hmm. If it starts with 8, it tells you it's genetically modified.
Ah. So
4
stuff.
is regular, but they use pesticides. Mm-hmm. 9 is organic, and 8 is genetically modified.
So stay away from the 8s.
8s. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Don't eat the 8s.
Don't eat the 8s.
Where is Richard Simmons? The world is trying to figure it out. We'll try to get an answer for that in a moment here on Good Day.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Coming up on 47 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The ExoMars mission, a collaboration between the European and Russian space agencies, blasted off from Kazakhstan this morning. Spacecraft consists of an orbiter that will measure methane gas and other gases around Mars. We'll land there, let's see, it went off at 3:31 their time, which would put it about 1 o'clock in the morning here, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So they're drawing some conclusions. What I don't understand is why they're doing it on their own and we're doing it on our own. Why doesn't everybody just get together? This is all kinds of money being spent for having the honors of being there first. That's foolish, because everybody needs to benefit from the information that comes from these trips. So why not all do it together would be my question. Don't you think that makes sense?
He's such a unifier.
Thank you. Richard Simmons. Oh, my God. Haven't heard from him for a couple of years. He was on the Today Show earlier today, putting the concern about his safety, the story about what's happening him to rest. He actually was on Entertainment Tonight last night to let everybody know that he's okay.
For the last 40 years, I've been traveling, teaching classes, and I had a knee injury, so I had a knee replacement, which was very difficult for me. And now my other knee is hurting, and I don't want to have another replacement. So I've just really been taking it easy, staying at home, working out in my gym, and doing the things that I haven't done in a very long time. So I wanted to take some time out right now and take care of me. Oh, I'll be back. I just, like I said, you know, I just didn't want to do anything right now, and no one should be worried about me. The people that surround me are wonderful people who take good care of me. Oh, I still weigh 150. I work out every day. I have a gym here at the house, and I'm very healthy.
Wow, that takes a load off of my mind.
Worried about Richard? I had heard he was suffering with depression, that he gets really bad bouts of depression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a rumor monger.
A guy that's that over the top,
mm-hmm.
It's possible that he needs to be that over the top to kind of compensate.
Yeah. I think, well, there maybe he's in his story is a good indicator of what is going on with people who are very high energy people, people who need lots of attention. That's when I was around him, I felt that's what he was all about. He needed the love. He didn't need the money. He needed the love.
Right.
He needed the attention.
The acceptance. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay, somebody just sent me this note from San Francisco, where the water system is in the focus there. They're drilling new groundwater wells. They have some of the state's lowest per capita water use, Jennifer. And snow melt is being funneled in this year from the High Sierra Nevadas. Water being brought to homes and businesses. And they are doing things to clean up the river that's much different than the rest of the state. So apparently they are the model for California and San Francisco. Thank you, first to send that along.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Temperature is a balmy 65 degrees, which is good news for you reptiles, and it looks like it's going to be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in, or simply
work out that slab that's hanging over the bed! But I must admit, the guy you always come through, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Just think about a few names, will you? Loch Ness, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman. They all got one thing in common, pal. Banishment. We could be next.
That's how it always should be. One without the other. Don't mean nothing to me.
Hear John Newman's voice there.
To me.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin? Okay, first of all, it's Crete. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
It's from the
punky little eyeball.
Number one movie this week.
And a funky
some year, I don't know when it was. Monsters, Inc. With the voices of Billy Crystal and John Goodman. Billy Crystal is 68 years old today, Chucker. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Time flies.
That's very good.
I don't know what to say. Right. I love City Slickers.
City Slickers is a good movie. Yeah. Billy Crystal is good. When he gets right down into it, it's really a good show.
He and Goodman were great in this together.
Yeah, they are.
Really good.
Goodman has great abilities, I think, as well. Okay, so speaking of abilities, Chucker, the big story over the weekend is whether or not the movie that is going to be about El Chapo that Oliver Stone supposedly is working on, was that the reason for the trip Sean Penn took to meet with El Chapo? Here are, let's see here, this is an ad from Reels Movie Channel. They focus on the documentary called Bungle in the Jungle that they're running.
Sean Penn's a pretty unusual character. He's very involved in matters of social justice and politics.
It seems that acting's never quite been enough for him. He wants to be a revolutionary. He wants to be a real-life hero.
He's a little bit of a loose cannon, this rogue guy who's going off and doing kind of crazy things.
The Real Special investigates Sean Penn's craziest stunt to date, an alleged interview with the infamous drug lord, El Chapo.
Sean Penn goes down to Mexico with one agenda. His agenda is, let's see if we can meet this man and get his life rights and perhaps make Hollywood blockbuster.
At the end of the day, he sat there with a fugitive drug lord for 7 hours or whatever it was and didn't interview him. They sat around and, you know, drank beers and ate tacos.
This article was 10,000 words long, but it was mainly about Sean Penn. It really wasn't a journalistic piece as we know it.
He asked very penetrating things like, what's your attitude toward violence? Really? That's not an interview. There's no follow-up and there's no context.
Sean really was put in a situation where, you know, those questions, if they offend Chapo, his life would have been in peril, right?
So, who believes what here? Is this all about Sean Penn and Oliver Stone making a movie about El Chapo? Chucker, what do you think?
I have no idea, but initially it sounded like he put his life on the line doing that crazy stunt.
Well, but the suggestion now is that it was a put-up job, that he went to just study El Chapo because he's going to play El Chapo in a new Oliver Stone movie. And everybody fell for it as if it was a real journalistic endeavor, when in fact it was just a way for Sean Penn to get there and to meet him and observe him so that he could play him in the movie. That makes sense to me.
It could be.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past him. All right, Chuck, how'd the box office do this weekend?
Disney's Zootopia did very well. Number one for second straight week. $50 million in business, $140 million in 2 weeks of release. 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is basically a semi-sequel to the monster movie Cloverfield, did pretty well. $25.2 million. It plays like, I like the movie a lot. It played like a really good episode of Twilight Zone. Speaking of John Goodman, his work in this film, I think he's going to get an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Really?
He really is that good. And Elizabeth Mary Winstead is also terrific. If you like Cloverfield, don't expect a direct sequel, but this is a really interesting film, shot on a low budget, very well made, and I liked it. Number three, Deadpool, $10.8 million. Amazingly, Doug, this R-rated superhero movie has done $328 million in 5 weeks of release. That's an enormous number and one of the most profitable movies this year. London has fallen place four, $10.6 million.
That's
and Tina
Fey's
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot ran out the top five.
Have you seen that? I haven't seen anybody.
No, I'm going to go see it Friday. We booked it at a local community theater.
All right,
one other box office news of interest, The Brothers Grimsley with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Bomb, just $3 million in business.
That's awful.
That's awful number.
What is it that people find interesting in that guy? Anyway,
I actually think he's really funny. I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
But
the cuts are behind
an acquired taste for some.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. Anyway, when you look at the trailer for that movie, it makes you want to run the other way.
People did, I guess.
So London has fallen, brought in how much in 2 weeks?
$39 million.
Yeah, wonder if it'd be another one of those. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry with us on Good Day.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.